Okay, well, let's get going. Lesson 38. So as I put down on my email, we'll meet for the next 6 weeks and allow us to get through six more chapters, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, and 43. And that will take us through the end of this section, runs 35 through 43, and we'll finish there at the end of 43. So lesson 38, here we cover result clauses. We've already covered purpose clauses and seen that there are various ways of expressing purpose. And now we'll look at ways of expressing result. Sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between purpose and result, but here we have some of the ways in which result is indicated. So section one, the whole lesson is headed hoste, which means with the result that or so that. So, section 1, we have a verse from Matthew 12, 22. Kai etherapusen auton hosteton kophon lalein. Kai erethapusen auton hosteton kophon lalein. Which, translated literally, is, and he healed him. That's etherapusen from therapuo, from which we get our word therapeutic. Therapuo, to heal. So an aorist there. He healed him. So that, hoste, ton kophon, that's the dumb man. And then an infinitive, to speak. Infinitive of laleo. And he notes, this is not how we express the meaning of the Greek in English. That doesn't read well in English at all. And we don't use an infinitive that way with so that. So we have to translate it more like he healed him so that the dumb man spoke, or so that the dumb man could speak, or something like that. Or since lalein as the present infinitive shows continuing action, as opposed to if it was an aorist infinitive, it would indicate one-time action. He healed him so that the dumb man began to speak. The obvious implication being that once he was healed, he kept on speaking or being able to speak. So that's one example of hoste in use. Another one from Mark 9:26: Egeneta hose nekros hoste tus polus legain hoti epethanen. So translated literally, that would be egeneta, he became. Well, no, let's first of all have you all say it. So egeneta hose nekros hoste tus polus legain hoti epethanen. So he became as dead. So egeneta hose there meaning as. And then hoste, so that, tus polus, the many. Now we have the infinitive again, to be saying, and hati either is that, or we could even take it as open quotation marks, he has died, epethanen. Or rendering it into better English, he became like a corpse, that's the idea of as if dead, so that most people said, or many said, he has died. Okay, so hoste there again with an infinitive. Then we can also have hoste used together in conjunction with houtos, together meaning so much that. So houtos meaning thus or in this way. So in John 3:16, houtos agapesen hotheos ton kosmon hoste ton huion ton monogene edoken. Houtos agapesen ha theos ton kosmon hoste ton huion tu ton monogene edoken. Sorry. So thus, or in this way, or something, God loved the world, that, with the result that, he gave his only born son. And really taking the houtos or hoste there together, meaning he loved the world so much that he gave his only son. So hoste there is giving really the result of his showing you exactly in what way he loved the world. Okay, so that's a little introduction to hoste. Section 2, we have some vocabulary, some words. Hoste, so that, or with the result that, so as to, so on. Hoste, and then we've seen hutos hoste, to such an extent that, or so much that. Hosos, as much or how great. So that's what in Mark 9:26, that second example, we add the hose is from hosos. Hosos as much as how great. In the plural, nominative masculine plural, hosoi, and then hosa is the neuter. Toi utos means toi utos, such of such a kind, so great. Hosos and toi utos are made up of two bits, each of which changes its form, each of which declines. So this becomes a little bit of a complicated one to learn. Next, existamai, I am amazed. So histame we've seen is to stand, and ex is out of, so it's sort of, it's from this we get the word ecstatic. You're standing outside of yourself, you're so amazed. So existame, we find this is a reaction that we read of several times in the gospel, a reaction to Jesus. Kratzo, I shout, and anakratzo, I shout out. So that sort of intensifies it, anakratzo. Apokteno, I kill, and apektena, as the aorist there. Ta sabata, is the seventh day, or also used for the week. He suke, means the life, the spirit, the person. We often think of that. That often gets translated as meaning the soul. Then you have to deal with the problem of what do people understand by the soul. Very often it means the very life of a person, their self, their very person. This is where we get all the psychology words from. And then megas, megale, mega, meaning big or large. So that's an adjective. So it comes in masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. And that's what's given to us there, nominative, singular, and then in order, masculine, feminine, and neuter. And we get phone megale, it's a dative. Phone is a feminine noun, so megale there has to be in the feminine. Since phone is dative singular, megale also has to be dative singular. So it means a large voice, and in the dative, it will have the sense of in or with a large voice, or then simply loudly. Okay, now we'll see those words in use. Now in section 3, number 1. Ekratzen phone megale hoste akuein autu pantas hosoi eson ente oikia ekene. Ekraxen phone megale hoste akuein autu pantas hosoi eson ente oikia ekene. So ekraxen, aorist from kratzo. So notice the sigma has been added to the end of the stem, and the zeta and sigma have combined to give a xi. So he shouted phone megale with a loud voice, or in a loud voice, or simply loudly. hoste, so that, and then we get an infinitive with it, akouein. And the subject of that is the pantas hosoi eisan ente oikia ekene. So pantas all, hosoi, whomsoever or whoever, all who, eisan, imperfect, were in the house. And then it's not just in the house, but ekene, that house. So all who were in that house heard autu him. So we're at 38.3, page 235, just on sentence one. Okay, you understand that? Number two, etherapusen autus tois sabasen hoste tus pharisaius zetain hopos auton apoktenosin. Etherapusen autus tois sabasen hoste tus pharisaius zetain hopos auton apoktenosin. So etherapusen, he healed autus them. Tois sabasen, so the Sabbath, and it's in the dative, so sort of indirect, it really expresses here will be really a dative of time, so on the Sabbath day, so that, and then the infinitive that goes with hoste is zetain, to seek, so that the Pharisees sought, and then hopos, how or in what way apoktenosin they might kill him. Now, zetain, so that is a present infinitive, so expressing continuing action, and Dobson think with good justification here, thinks would interpret this as that they didn't just look, they continued to look for ways to kill him. So it was really expressing the beginning of action. They began to look for ways to kill him, which will then go on for quite a long time before finally they do kill him in Jerusalem. Okay. Number three, kailege autois exestin tois sabasin agathon poiesai e kakopoiesai Suken sosai e apoktenai. Kai lege autois, exestin tois sabasen agathon poiesai e kakopoesai. Suken sosai e apoktenai. So he said to them, and then this whole thing is cast as a question. You have that mark at the end of the sentence. Existin, is it is it possible, is it legal, tois sabasin, on the Sabbath day, and then we get two infinitives separated by a, he meaning or, so agathon poiesai, to do good, or a kakapoiesai, to do evil. And then those are both expressed as aorist infinitives. And then we get another pair, again separated by a, suken sosai, to save life, or apoktenai, to kill. Number four, hutos egapesen hemas hoste dunai ten suken huper hemon toyaute estin he agape autu. Hutos egapesen hemas hoste dunai ten suken huper hemon toyaute estin he agape autu. Here we get a hutos followed by a hoste, so we can take that together as meaning so much as, or to such an extent that. So agapesen hemas, he loved us to such an extent or so much that dunai, the infinitive going with hoste, to give his life, temsuken, huper hemon, for us. Toyaute estin, this is from Hossos or Toyutos, so great is his love. Okay, so there we got a good example of temsuken. If you just translated that as his soul, well, that's not really, Jesus gave more than his soul for us. He gave his very life for us. And suken is the standard way that would be indicated. In Hebrew in the Old Testament, nefesh functions the same way. And number five, hoide idontes auton peripatunta epitein thalasan anekraxan kai elegen autois irene humin ego emi hoste existas thai pantas. Hoide idontes auton peripatunta epi ten thalasan anekraxan kai elegen autois irene humin ego emi hoste existas thai pantas. Hoi idontes is a present participle, nominative masculine plural. So the ones seeing him. And then peripatunta is a accusative participle, agreeing with auton in case, walking. And then now we have epiten thalasson, and we can translate either that as upon the lake or beside the lake. But here the context, if we had the wider context of the gospel in front of us, we would know that he's walking on the lake while the disciples are in the boat. Walking on the lake, anekraxon, they shouted out. And he said to them, Irene humin, peace to you. Standard Near Eastern greeting, Shalom Aleichem in Hebrew. Ego emi, I am. Hoste, so that expresses the result, with an infinitive, which is existas thai, aorist infinitive, they were amazed, and pantas, they were all amazed. Okay, so you see how those hoste clauses are working, hoste plus an infinitive to express result, and then the particular nuance of hutos hoste, so much that. Section 4, we get now a greater analysis of this word hoste. Firstly, hoste in the infinitive, clauses as a result. So that's what we've been working with so far in this chapter. Matthew 12:22, Ephtherapusen auton hoste ton kophon lalein. Ephtherapusen auton hoste ton kophon lalein kai blepein. So this is a slight expansion of what we had at the beginning of the chapter. He healed him so that the dumb man, ton kophon, could speak and see. Hoste there with two infinitives, both present infinitives, lalein and blepein. Mark 2:12, exelthen, emprosthen panton, hoste existasthai, pantas kai doxatsein ton theon. Exelthen, emprosthen panton, hoste existasthai, pantas kai doxatsein ton theon. Exelthen, from aorist from exerchemai, he went out. Emprosthen panton, before them all. If you remember, emprosthen, before, or in the presence of. Hoste, so that, and two infinitives, existas thai, they were amazed, and doxatsein, to glorify. So they were all amazed and glorified or praised God. Matthew 3:20. Synerkatai palen oklos, hoste me dunastai autus me de arton phagein. Synerkatai palen oklos, hoste me dunastai autus me de arton phagein. Oklos, the crowd. Synerkamai is I come together. So synerkatai, they came together. Again, that's the palen. Hoste, so that. And now we have an infinitive, this time negated. So remember, you negate an infinitive with me, not with u. So they were not able. And mede, they were not able to not eat bread. So we get me dunastai, and then dunamai then will take its own infinitive, complementary infinitive, phagein, which now for emphasis is itself negated. So we have two negated infinitives. The first negated infinitive goes with the hoste, second negated infinitive goes with the dunastai. Okay, see how that works. Well, so hoste takes an infinitive, right? So that with an infinitive, and the infinitive going with that is dunastai, but in this case negated, so me dunastai, so as not to be able. But then dunamai, in turn, takes its own infinitive, which is phagein. And then, and we, in English, we would use just a single negator. They were not able to eat bread. But in Greek here, and especially with this, using mede for emphasis, you negate both infinitives. Whereas if we were translated that woodenly, it would be so that they were not able to not eat bread, which would mean that they were able to eat bread. They couldn't keep themselves back from eating bread. It would be a very emphatic way of saying they were eating bread. Okay, so that's first use of hoste in the infinitive as a result clause. Second use, hoste in the infinitive to express a logical result. So Matthew 2:27-28, ta sabbaton diaton anthropon egeneta, hoste kurios estin hahuyos tu anthropu kai tu sabbatu. Ta sabbaton diaton anthropon egeneta, hoste kurios estin hahuyos tu anthropu kai tu sabbatu. So ta sabbaton, the Sabbath, egeneta, was or came to be or happened, diaton anthropon, for the sake of man. So here translating is for the good of man, or on account of man, or that sort of idea. Hoste, so that, giving the logical result of this, so that since it was made for man, therefore, kurios hahuyos to anthropu, the son of man, is kurios, is Lord. Kai there, we can't take it as and, that wouldn't really make sense of the grammar, the syntax, so we take it as even of the Sabbath. Galatians 4:6-7, exapestelein hotheos to pneuma tu huyu autu, eis tas cardias hemon, hoste uketi e dulos ala huyos. Exapestelein hotheos to pneuma tu huyu autu, eis tas cardias hemon, hoste uketi e dulos ala huyos. God sent ex apostelein from ex apostello to send out, i.e. he sent out from heaven. God sent the spirit of his son to huyu autu estas kardias hemon into our hearts. Hoste, so that, with the idea of therefore, you are uketi no longer, you are doulos, a slave, alahuyos, but a son. So hoste, again, logical result, the idea of therefore. And then we have this expressed in number three, third use of hoste is in conjunction with another word. So hutos hoste. Hutos hoste, we've seen so much that. Tosutos hoste. Tosutos hoste, so great that. And polos hoste. Polos hoste, so much that. So polos meaning much or many.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Number two, it says that it's hoste and the indicative. Number one is...
right. Yes. Uh-huh.
And this one is infinitive.
Right. Hoste and the infinitive. Right. For the clause result. Hoste with the indicative. Uh-huh. Right. So we have hoste estin, Mark 2:27. So estin, third singular, present indicative, and then hoste a, second person, second singular, present indicative. Mark 2:2. Kai sunexthesan poloi hoste meketi korein. Kai sunexthesan poloi hoste meketi korein. Many were gathered together hoste so that meketi korein there was no longer room. So korein there with hoste with the infinitive expressing the result. Or we could turn that all around and say so many people came together that there was no room left, no space left. Matthew 15:33, artoi tasutoi hoste kortasai achlon tasuton. Artoi tasutoi hoste kortasai achlon tasuton. Artoi tasutai, there were so many loaves, hoste, that, and then kortasai, infinitive, in this case, aorist infinitive, so that the crowd, so that to satisfy such a large crowd. So we would have to render that. So many loaves as to satisfy such a large crowd. And we'd have to render that into a bit of a better English. There were so many loaves, or enough loaves to satisfy such a large crowd. So the artoi tasutoi matching the achlon tasuton. Okay. So that would be the middle example of tasutas hoste, so great. Okay, section 5, we have hoti and dia used in clauses of cause or reason. Hoti and dia we've already met before. Hoti, a hoti clause, we've seen hoti can used for several other purposes, introducing direct speech. Hoti indicating reason, so in the sense of because, and dia being used to mean via, up until this point, we've met in conjunction with, as part of a prepositional phrase. Now we get it, dia, followed by an infinitive. So hati, followed by a verb in the indicative, Mark 1:34, uk, efien, lalein, ta daimonia, hati edesan auton. Uk, efien, lalein, ta daimonia, hati edesan auton. He did not allow the demons to speak. Hati, because edesan auton, they knew him. Edesan from oida, I know. So hati plus an indicative. And then number two, dia plus an infinitive. Mark 4:5. Euthus ex anetelein, dia tome echein pathos geis. Euthus ex anetelein, dia tome echein pathos geis. So, euthus, quickly or immediately, ex anetelein, it came up or sprang up. Dia, now, because or on account of tome echein, pathos geis, not having, infinitive there negated by me, not having ta bathos, the depth of soil. Okay, so dia plus the infinitive. Philippians 1:7, kathos estin dikaion emoi tuta phronein huper panton humon dia ta ekein me ente cardia humas. Kathos estin dikaion hemoi tuta phronein huper panton humon dia ta ekein me ente cardia humas. Kathos estin dikaion hemoi, as it is right or just to me, tuta phronein, to think this, phronein, the infinitive of phroneo, which is to be, it's think, not just thinking about a fact, but to have your mind set a particular way. So here, well, captures the nuance with to feel a particular way. To have my mind set a particular way, huper panton humon, about all of you, dia ta ekein me, and now we get the dia plus infinitive expressing the reason, on account of having humas is the object, you, me ente cardia, or ente cardia, in my heart. The me goes with the ta ekein, so ta ekein me, on account of me having you in my heart, and the my of heart is, we'd say, is understood. It's not actually there, but we can take that for granted. Okay, so you see how that sentence is working. That's a little bit more tricky. So kathos, as, then estin dikaion emoi, it is right to me. Then we get an infinitive going with that. Tuta phronein, to think this, or to feel this, to think this way. Huper panton humon, about all of you. Dia ta echein me, because I have, so because there is having to me, because I have humas, you, ente cardia, in my heart. Section 6, some grammatical terms. Clauses of purpose, aim, or intended result are called final clauses. So it's the final clause of a set of actions. So in Mark 1:38, agomen alahu estas ekomenas coma poles hina kai eke kiruxo. Agomen alahu estas ekomenas coma poles hina kai eke kiruxo. Agomen, let us go alahu elsewhere. Estas ekomenas coma poles into the surrounding country towns. So coma poles is a compound word made up of komos, country, and then polis, city, town. Hina, so that, and then the kai would take as also or even, so that I might preach there also. Kuruxo, I preach. And in this case, hina kai eke kuruxo is a final clause indicating purpose or aim or intended result. Clauses of actual result are called consecutive clauses. So in the case of the final clause, the achievement of that has not yet happened, right? They haven't even gone yet, and the purpose of it still lies in the future. In the case of an actual result, the event has already happened. So Mark 15:5, Hode Jesus uketi uden apokryphe hoste thamatsein ton piloton. Hode Jesus uketi uden apokryphe hoste thamatsein ton piloton. But Jesus no longer answered anything, still did not answer anything, so he still made no reply. Hoste, so that Pilate thamatsein was amazed. So the hoste thamatsein ton Pilaton has already happened. It's a consecutive clause. It was the result of the first clause, but in this case it's a result that has already happened. Okay, so you get that nuance. Technical commentaries will talk about this distinction, final clauses and consecutive clauses. Okay, section 7, a note on how we might translate suke, and then this applies to Old Testament nefesh, and a lot of people make mistakes on this. In the New Testament, the word suke covers a wider area of meaning, just like the Hebrew word nefesh. So we don't want to just say, well, it always means soul, especially because soul has so many Platonic ideas attached to it. It may refer to person, self, life, or spirit. So in choosing how to translate it in English, we must carefully consider the context. Mark 3:4, suche en sosai means to save life, and it's the opposite of apoktenai that we saw a couple of pages before, meaning to kill. Mark 8:35-37, we may consider that life is the nearest equivalent to psuche, since taking up one's cross implies readiness to die. Matthew 26:38, we have perilupos estin he psuche mu. Perilupos estin he psuche mu. My psuche is very sad. And John 12:27, nun he suke mu tetarkatai. Nun he suke mu tetarkatai. Now my suke is disturbed. That's a tetarkatai. Jesus is saying he's saddened and distressed at the very core of his being. And so here, heart may be the best equivalent English idiom. And my innermost being really is the idea. My heart is crushed with sorrow. For now my heart is deeply troubled. Philippians 1:27, mia suche sunalthuntes te piste tu evangeliu. Mia suche sunalthuntes te piste tu evangeliu. Mia suche, dative, one suche. So with one suche, Sunafluntes, struggling. Struggling together with. So he's rendered that as struggling side by side. It's the idea you're doing it together. That's the sun on the front. Te piste, to euangelio, for the faith of the gospel. So here, miasuke, you could render that as in one spirit or in one purpose, with a single purpose. And it's the idea of something deeply inside that's animating them. And actually talking of being animated, so that comes from animus, anima, the Latin equivalent of suke. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, suke sosa is more or less equivalent to a living person. So sosa there, participle, aorist participle of from sozo. But note that in 1 Corinthians 15:44 through 46, which is the context, the adjective psychikos is contrasted with pneumatikos, spiritual. And here, this is Paul writing about the resurrection body and the psychikos body and the pneumatikos body and the difference between them. Where the pneumatikos body is the new life that's made alive, animated by God's Spirit, and the psychikos is the old body, the old self. So really we'd have to translate as being the earthly, the physical, the so on. In all our efforts to understand the New Testament in Greek and to translate it into our own language, we must never limit ourselves to the simple question, what is the meaning of this Greek word? And so we have to get used to thinking in terms of semantic domains, and you get the feel of a word and the range of meanings it has. So we always have to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of the word in this passage? How can I express it most accurately and intelligibly in my own language? So to get away from this sort of fallacy of thinking of a one-to-one correspondence of words, that's what this is what makes reading a text in a foreign language both demanding and then also very rewarding once you get the feel of these words. Okay? Any questions up to this point? No.
So, I have a question that in 38.6, the last line,
Thomazain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thomazo is to be amazed. There's about three different words that get used in the Gospels for to be amazed, amazed or astonished. That's all. Okay, well, I'll give you a couple of minute break, and then we will read John 9, the 11 verses from that. And it looks like we'll have enough time this lesson to read that in a not too rushed manner. Okay, ready to get going again. So John 9, verses 13 through 23, page 275. So carrying on with the healing of this man born blind that we've already done verses 1 through 12. So John 9, beginning at 13. I'll read it first, and then we can all read it together. Agusin auton pros tus pharisaius ton pate tuflon. Ein de sabbaton en he hemera ton pelon epoiesen ho Jesus kai aneoxen autu tus ophthalmus. Palin un eroton auton kai hoi pharisaioi pos and at blepsen, ha de epen autois, pelon epetheken, mu epitus ophthalmus, kai enepsapmen, kai blepo. Elegon un ekton pharisaion tenes, uk esten hutas para theu ha anthropos, hoti ta sabaton u tere. Aloi de elegon, post dunatai anthropos, amartolos, toyauta, semeia poien, kai schisma ein en autois. Legusin un ta tuflo palin, tisu leges peri autu, hoti eneuxen su tus ophthalmus, hode epen hoti prophetes estin. Uc epistusen un hoi judaioi peri autu hoti ten tuflos kai eneblepsen heos hotu ephonesan tus gones autu tu aneblepsantas, kai erotesan autus legontes, hutas estin hahuios humon, hon humes legete hoti tuflos egenethe pos un blepe arti, apocrythesan un hoi gones autu kai epan. Oidomen hoti hutas estin hahuios himon, kai hoti tuflos egenethe, poste nun blepe uc oidomen. Eitis enoixen autu tus ophthalmus hemes uc oidomen. Auton erotesate, echilian eche, autos peri heautu lalese, tauta epan hoi gones autu hoti efabunta tus judaius. Edegar sunetethanta hoi judaioi, hine eantes auton homologese Christon, aposynagogos genetai. Dia tuta ho genes autu epan hoti elikian eche, auton eperotesate. Yeah, all together. Agusin auton pros tus pharisaius ton pote tuflon, en de sabbaton en he hemera ton pelon epoiesen ha Jesus kai eneoxen autu tus ophthalmus palin un eroton auton kai hoi pharisaioi pos aneblepsen ha de epen autois pelon apetheken mu epi tus ophthalmus kai enepsamen kai blepo. Elegon un ecton pharisaion tenes, uc estin hutas paratheu ha anthropos, hoti ta sabbaton u tere, alloi de elegon, pos dunatai anthropos, hamartulos toiauta semeai poiein, kai schisma en autois. Legusin un to tuflo palin, tisu leges peri autu, hoti eneoxen su tu ophthalmus, hode epen hoti prophetes estin. Uc epistusan un hoi judaioi peri autu, hoti en tuflos kai aneblepsen heos hotu ephonesan tus gones autu tu aneblepsantos kai erotesan autus legontes. Hutas estin hahuios humon, hon humes legete hoti tuflos egenethe, pos un blepe arti, apocrythesan un hoi gones autu kai epan, oidomen hoti hutas estin hahuios himon kai hoti tuflas egenethe, pos de nun blepe uc oidomen he tis henoixen autu tus ophthalmus himes uc oidomen. Auton erotesate, elikian eche, autos peri heautu lalese, tauta epan ha goines autu hoti efabunta tus judaius. Ede gar sunetethenta hoi judaioi, hine eantis auton homologese Christon, aposynagoges genetai. Dia tuta hoigones autu epan hoti. Helikian eche auton eperotesate. Eh, let's see how you do translating through that. Okay, beginning of verse 13. Agusin auton pros tus pharisaius ton pote to flon. And we're told that ago, so agusin from ago, I bring, I lead. And okay, so agusin auton pros tus pharisaius. They bring him to the Pharisees. So notice a present tense is used to help give vividness to it. This is, gets called the historic present. Usually we translate this, and the versions be translated into the past tense. NESB, when it does that, it always puts an asterisk next to it in the Gospels, indicate a historic present. And we do this often in English as we're telling, if we're telling a story, we put it into the present tense, make it vivid. And then we have ton pote to flon. And this is what we say is in apposition to the auton. It's telling us something more about the auton, the him. He's, right, and pote is once or formerly, and to flon, ton to flon, the blind man, formerly, the man formerly blind. Okay. About who we've been told in the previous section. So right now we're at a disadvantage because we haven't read verses 1 through 12. Well, we did a number of weeks ago. So it's the man formerly blind that we read about in the previous paragraph. En de sabbaton en he hemera ton tuflon epoiesen ha Jesus kai aneoxen autu tus ophthalmus. So en de sabbaton, now it was the Sabbath, en he hemera, in which day, en he, the he there is the relative pronoun, has, he, ha, in which day, ton pelon, and pelon, remember, now you remember, is mud, and the footnote tells us that. Epoiesen, hoi Jesus. In which day, or on which day, Jesus made the mud, kai eneoxen, from anoigo, to open, and opened his eyes. Right. Good. Verse 15, palin un eroton auton kai hoi pharisaioi. Good. So, again, therefore, the Pharisees asked him, pos anno aneblepsen. Pos, how? Aneblepsen. Yeah, so the footnote there tells us regain one sight. It's to see again. The ana blepo is to see. Ana blepo is to see again. How have you regained your sight? How do you see again? Ha de epen autois. Ha de epen autois. He said to them, so ha on its own, meaning he said to them, pelon epithaken mu epi tus ophthalmus. Okay, he put mud on my eyes, kai enipsamen, from enipsamen, we're told is from nipto, to wash, and I washed kai blepo. I washed and I see. Elegon un ekton pharisaion tenes. Well, it's not just the Pharisees, it's ekton pharisaion tenes. Some of the Pharisees, so certain of the Pharisees. Tenes is tis, tena. So a certain one, here it's in the plural, so some, ekton pharisaion, out of the Pharisees. So this isn't all the Pharisees, because we're going to read that there are others who will say other things. So some of the Pharisees, therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "Uk est in hutas paratheu ha anthropos." This man is not from God. So the hutas, this demonstrative pronoun, going with ha anthropos. You could almost take it as being this one. Is not a man from God, is another way of taking it. Hoti ta sabaton u tere. So remember tere? He does not keep the Sabbath. Tereo, to keep, to guard. Aloi de elegon. Okay, but others said, post dunatai anthropos hamartolos toyauta semeia poiein. Right, okay, so post, how, dunatai, he is able, anthropos hamartolos, a sinful man, a sinner man, how could a sinful man do toi auta semeia, such signs. Poiein, the infinitive that complements dunatai. Kai schisma ein en autois. Okay, and a schism, so you haven't met schisma before, but you can have a very good guess as to what that is. And a division was or came to be en autois, and we would really say among them. And a division happened among them. Schism happened among them. Legusin un to tuflo palin. Therefore they said again to the blind man, Ti su leges peri autu. Yeah. What do you say about him? So ti here is the neuter. So what thing, here is an interrogative pronoun. What thing do you say about him? What do you say about him? Hoti en neoxen su tus ophthalmus. En neoxen, so we had it previous page, footnote 29 on the previous page, en neoxen. Right, that he opened your eyes. Previous page, we had 29, we had aneoxen as the aorist. Here, aneoxen, this will be I'm actually surprised it doesn't give that to us as a footnote as well. But and yet footnote 3 it gives it to us also, but not for air. Anyway. So he opened because. So what do you have to say about him? Because he opened your eyes. Maybe we could even say because it was your eyes he opened, and something like that. Hod de epen hoti prophetes estin. He said he is a prophet. Uk epistusan un hoi judaioi peri autu. Uk epistusan un hoi judaioi. Therefore, or so, the Jews did not believe about him or concerning him, or hoti ein tuflas, that he was blind, kai aneblepsen, and saw again, or received his sight again, or something. Heos, remember, heos, until, hotu, this is from hostis, this tilde, yeah, these inflected forms of hostis are rather difficult to identify, because the two bits of hostis, they both change their form. Yeah, they're they're just difficult. So hostis we saw is which whoever, where did we So they still did not believe him, or they didn't believe him. No, the Jews didn't believe him until until Ephonesan. Until from phoneo, phoneo is to call, until they called. And then now it's the hotu tus gones autu. The gones, so this is gonu's parents, until they summoned his parents, and the until they sent the hotu, I take their sort of until whensoever or whatever, until whatsoever time or occasion they called his parents.
So is hotu
It's a genitive actually of hostis. So the way you could tell that, well, you might. So if you, it's going to be difficult to recognize this one. But two, you may remember, two is the genitive ending for hoshet, for the definite article, for the article. So hostis. Here, that's the standard genitive singular ending. And it could be either masculine or neuter. If you take it as masculine, it doesn't really fit in. Take it as neuter, it does. So it's, and it's heos hotu, until whensoever, or until whatsoever occasion, they called his parents.
So this comes from hostis?
Yeah,
hostis.
No. Hoste is indeclinable. Hoste.
And where is hostis covered in the Hebrew
Bible? Where is hostis covered?
All right.
The index actually doesn't show it being covered. And this... Page 234 gives us hosas and toi utas, but doesn't give us hostis. And the... Hostis. The nominative singular is hostis. So you can think of it as being hos plus tis. So hos, relative pronoun, and tis, the interrogative pronoun. So it's whomsoever, whoever, whomever, which... whomever, whatever.
Here it's like whenever occasion.
Yeah, so, yeah, so until whenever occasion, so whatever occasion. Until whenever, or till whatever occasion, they summoned his parents.
So it's a little bit like Hosoi, Hosa, in page 234.
Actually, yes, it'll be much like that. Okay, and this is all in the context of them not believing that he was blind and could see again until whensoever... they had called his parents to an ablepsantos. And this is now explaining the autu. Until they had called the parents of him, the man who could see again. Okay, so you see how the two anablepsantos goes with the autu. They're both genitives. So we say that it's in apposition. The two anablepsantos is in apposition to the autu, telling us more about the autu. Kai erotesan autus legontes. And they asked them, saying, "Hutas estin hahuyas humon." Right. This is your son. Except the whole thing is building up to a question mark. So we might say, "Is this your son? Hon humes legete hoti tuflas egenethe." So hon is relative pronoun, hos, hos he hon, hon, of whom, you say that he was born blind, egenethe, he was born blind. So is this your son, whom you say was born blind, that he was born blind, pos un blepe arti. So, an RT, we're told, is now. Okay, how does he see now? Or, therefore, how does he, therefore, how can he see now, you might say. Epikrithesan un hoi gones autu kai epan. So, his parents answered and said, Oidamen hati hutas estin hahuyas hemon. We know that this one is our son. Kai hati tuflas egenethe. And that he was born blind. So we know that this one is our son and that he was born blind. Pos de nun blepe uk oidomen. Okay, good. But how he now sees, we do not know. Mm-hmm. So you notice they start with oidomen and then they end with uk oidomen. Mm-hmm. So we get a little sort of chiasm there. But how he sees, we do not know. A tis enoixen autu tus ophthalmus hemes uk oidomen. So we've had ask him, he is of age, or he has age, he's old enough. Autos, he, lalese, speak, and what tense? You'd say what tense that is? What would we have if it was perfect? So, okay, he, it's future. So there's a sigma there, but it can't be aorist, because then there would be an epsilon in front of elalese. So it's got to be future, from laleo. He will speak about himself. He will speak about himself. So the idea, he can answer for himself. He will speak about himself. Tauta epan hoi ganes autu. Okay, his parents said tauta, these things, neuter plural. His parents said these things, hati ephabunta tus judaeus. Okay, his parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jews. They feared the Jews. Eide gar synetethonta hoi judaeoi. And then Sunetethon Tower is from Sunetithemai. I arrange, I agree. You remember Ede? Ede? Ede is already. So, okay, for the Jews had already agreed. Hina, aeon, or hina? That, or so that. They had already agreed that aeon tis auton homologese Christon. Now, homologese from homologeo is to confess. And remember aeon? Aeon tis? If anyone. Okay, so that if anyone confessed him, Christ, we might put it now, him to be the Messiah, to be the Christ, aposynagogas genetai. Aposynagogas, Dobson there tells us, aposynagogas excluded from the synagogue. So synagogas is synagogue, apa is out of, so be put out of the synagogue. He will be aposynagogos, put, he will be excluded from the synagogue, which, excommunicated from the synagogue. This is a distinct term in John, used two or three times through the letter. Dia tuta hoi ganes autu epan hati. Dia tuta, remember that? Dia tuta. Because of this, on account of this, tuta there is neuter singular. Because of this, hoigones autu epan. His parents said, open quotation marks, helikian eke. He's old enough. He has age, maturity. Auton Eperotesate. He's old enough. Ask him. And now, instead of just erotas tesate, they've just added on epi, which makes the form just a little bit more intensive. Okay, well done. Made it through that. So hopefully you get a bit of the flavor of that reading, and the beauty of reading Greek is it slows you down enough to pay attention to the text. Okay, so we'll wrap up at that point. And next week we'll look at the genitive case.